An African-American intermezzo, the Chrysanthemum, that of course being the music of Scott Joplin, as brilliantly interpreted by Roy Eaton from the compact disc Joplin Piano Rags, featuring of course Roy Eaton on piano. It's distributed by Sony Music. And welcome now to the second hour of our Thursday afternoon extravaganza here at WBAI 99.5 FM, where my guest in studio is Utrecht C. Lead. I'm Hugh Hamilton. We are discussing the battle for the mind. And in the first hour, we touched on a variety of issues, ending most recently with the question of political correctness. We addressed the difference between information and propaganda. We spoke at some length about the importance of advocacy journalism and how that differs from propaganda or propagandistic endeavors. We also spoke about political correctness and whether it does have a place in the discourse in which we engage here at WBAI and elsewhere on the radio dial. So now we continue, Utrecht. The question of understanding media. One second. I'm sorry. Yes. The question of, I'm not choking up because today's your last day. I'm listening. Yes, the question of understanding media, which we dealt with earlier, because we're not only focusing now on radio, but we did not at all discuss television during the past several days. And I think this is a good time for us to do so. Do the same rules apply to television, given the fact that they're an entirely different medium, unlike print, where you can read the stuff over and over again, or unlike radio, where you can be almost a passive consumer, you're just sitting there in your office or lying in your bed or wherever. You can also even have radio on in your car. Television requires a very conscious effort. You have to turn on your television and sit there in order to be a part of that experience. Do the same rules apply, in your view? You've also worked in television.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes and no. You would be surprised at how passive you are made to be to watch television. It's a pacifier. That's why so many children spend so many hours in front of it. It is a visual medium. And that is where a lot of information is transmitted, not necessarily by the audio part, but by the visual part. And we know very well the results of studies about what it is people generally absorb just being exposed to this visual medium, what kinds of messages are put out there about racial codas that should be observed, stereotyping, the anti-woman message, or the anti-anybody message. It's a very visual medium. And so, when combined with the audio part of it, it is a very potent influencer. Television is also perhaps the most commercial of the media, in the sense that so much money is attached to the effort. Somebody told me some time ago that when a news van leaves the garage and goes on an assignment, the minute it pulls out of the garage, at minimum, it's a $45,000 cost. So that when it arrives at the scene of whatever it is that is being covered, it better be visually appealing. And the more, you know, the billowing smoke, the lifeless bodies, the blood streaming down people's faces, all of that stuff has great value. Now, with that kind of a mindset, you would know that a news van would probably show up to cover something really tragic rather than something extremely progressive, which is, in the minds of many television people, very, very boring.
Progressive meaning what, as an example?
Progressive meaning uplifting, stories of triumph, and so forth. There's news, I mean, you can watch any of the news channels, any of the news programs on television right now, and it's almost invariably the same stories being told at exactly the same time. And we know that the news broadcast is coming to an end when the animal story appears. Mm-hmm. Here is Joey the cat, who was missing for 7 months, ate beetles all along the way, and came back home from Ohio all mm-hmm. by himself. And, oh, isn't that delightful? Okay, see you tomorrow. Okay, end of newscast. You could tell. The silly story is a little bump to give you a little hope about life after the blasted hope for the previous 25 minutes of mm-hmm. the cast. And then the last couple of minutes, they say, oh, well, the world isn't a bad place after all. All media, I think, is going through, they're going through a catharsis. And I'm really not concerned so much about major media. I'm concerned about the kind of media that we are in, the kind of media we are, and what the potential is for a medium such as ours and the kinds of media that we are at the five stations within the Pacifica system. We have the potential of doing things that the others are not doing or won't do or can't do. But we also must upgrade. We also must re-examine for where it is we are failing. And I believe that we have much to correct. We really have to recommit ourselves to upping the standard and being ever more mindful of what it is we are doing when we sit here in this space to say we are doing broadcasting. And it doesn't just have to do with talk programs. I mean, Anastasia is sitting right here, and she does music. It's a great joy to listen to because it is not the kind of music you hear on any other radio station that plays music. So it's a political statement that she makes with her music, I think. And that's a very important consciousness. The music reflects a consciousness, one, about the artist, two, about the need for people to appreciate, to open up your musical sinuses a bit and absorb more of the world. The world is a vast place. And musically, it's an extraordinary place. It's a great adventure to jump into other people's culture. Music is culture. I heard some disparaging remarks when people said, one of our stations, for example, in Washington, D.C., well, they just play music. Excuse me. Excuse me. QXR is music. Nobody objects to classical, quite classical music. What's wrong with black classical music? I revere jazz. It's black classical music. The blues is black classical music. And it is classical American music. So if people are going to speak contemptuously of that, they tell me a lot more about themselves. Do you know what a political statement it is when people, a community says, and by the way, PFW was the last, quote, minority license available when Pacifica acquired it in Washington, D.C. And the license was, there was a religious organization interested in acquiring the license, and Pacifica was bidding for the license. And the community said, we have had it up to here. We are in Washington, D.C. We are surrounded by people telling us about everything that we are not interested in. And nowhere could we get anything having to do with our culture, which is our identity. And if you promise to maintain this as a place where we can turn to for our culture, our cultural expression, we would support you to get this license. And Pacifica said, yeah. will do that. And it has remained true to its mission in Washington, D.C., to play the people's music, which is a political issue. WBAI has won many, many awards, more awards for its cultural programs than for other programs, because the cultural programs make a political statement. And it speaks to a need to affirm people's identity by lifting up their culture. That is why any of the radio stations, you could listen to a Korean station. What do you hear most of all? Music. You listen to a Chinese station. Music. You listen to an Indian station. Music. You listen to an Italian station. Music. Yes, talk, yes. But music is important because that is a cultural connection. That is part of your identity. So it's not something to be berated. So when people say that, you know, they're saying, in effect, culture is not important. This station, in fact, the last two awards that this station won, both of them were for cultural programs. Peter Beauchamp and Dred Scott Keys. And we had one talk program, and that was Our Americas, that also was cited. So culture is very, very important.
You know, this relationship between the station and the listener, mm-hmm. and you mentioned the station in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that the listeners said, if you would retain this kind of programming, then we would support you in your bid for this license.
Mm-hmm.
At what point, given the unique relationship between the station and the listener, both here at WBAI and elsewhere among the other four stations in the Pacifica network, at what point is the tail wagging the dog?
That's a good question. In that sense, in that period, it was about the acquisition of a license. Here it is the maintenance of a license. We're 42 years old this year. And the hope is that we will continue to forge a relationship in which this institution continues to do the work that it would continue to do with listener support. The thing is that we have come to a definitive point in our existence, and we've come to this point many times. I mean, it happens all the time. This is part of growth. Just like in your personal life, you are not today the same person you were just 4 years ago or 3 years ago.
Says who?
2 years ago. If you are, Hugh, I would suggest some therapy. You know, if you are,
yes,
it's not a good thing.
Right.
In some ways, it's good to retain, you know, some of your essence, but in most cases, when we grow, it is because it is as a result of the acquisition of greater skills and so forth, but also assessing our relationship to reality around us. If you're going to tell me, I mean, just a matter of fashion, let's say you like Terraline shirts.
Oh.
Okay. This is a throwback. You like Terraline shirts. The fact is, you got to get used to something else. Terraline is no longer available. And if, in fact, you wear Terraline, people will look at you and say, okay. You know, sharks, you know, the shark skin mm-hmm. suit, that kind
mm-hmm.
of. You change with the times. You change with the times. And this is where we are. We have to go through another period of self-assessment to find out just how well we, as a collective, are confluent with the unique informational needs out there. To whom are we talking? Who is ready to receive us? Who left us and why? And who should we have that we don't now have? These are questions. What can we do to better equip ourselves to do the thing we say we like to do? It's like life.
Ah, but you see, the thing we say we like to do is pretty much the thing that we have been doing for so long. And where I raise the question about at what point